Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So we are finally catching up with the fifth Junior Grand Prix event in Ostrava, Czech Republic. We just finished discussing the men's and ice dance events. So let's finally wrap it up with the ladies and pairs before we go on to the next JGP, which starts tomorrow.
Also two other competitions.
That too. We'll get to that at the end. But let's get right into these events here.
Yes.
So why don't we start with the ladies? This was a really interesting and really close event in a lot of ways. If we start off with our winner, Alyona Kostornaya, she won in both segments, but it was a pretty close thing. And she did have two mistakes, one in each program, which were
pretty big mistakes.
Yeah, which we're really not used to seeing from her.
I was a little surprised to see her win the short program despite the giant mistake on the axel.
I mean, at the same time, in terms of the jumps, she would have been doing a double axel instead. That's the lowest value of the jump. And I do think that, you know, her PCS are deservedly higher than, you know, Ting Sui and other people who are just behind. I could have seen it going another way, but it didn't, you know, bother me too much.
No, I wasn't upset. Mm-hmm. I was more surprised that she didn't get dinged more for such a major mistake. Mm-hmm. Because that is pretty standard to
see. I mean,
at
the same time, though, you know, there are caps in terms of the PCS when there is a major mistake in the program, but for the juniors,
they never get there.
Exactly. The judges never go anywhere near those caps anyway. So, you know.
But a lot of times they do still adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
If they're getting a junior 9.5, which is like an 8.5.
Yeah.
If they have a major mistake, a lot of times we'll see them drop from an 8.5 to an 8. Mm-hmm.
Or at the same time, though, she recovered very well from both mistakes, especially in the short program where she had the pop to start. I don't know what's happening. To me, at the start of both programs, she looked, I don't know whether it was upset or ill or just injured or something was wrong from the start.
And she looked generally cautious, which is not something I'm used to seeing from her. Mm-hmm.
She did have, you know, tape on the one thigh in the free skate. And like I said, I don't know if she's injured or maybe she just had the flu and was skating through it or something. But there was definitely something going on there.
I mean, in terms of the tape, it could have just been from the popped axle because it was a rough pop.
Yeah.
She could have, you know, had a minor injury on the leg, which then makes the free skate more difficult. And you're worrying about, oh my God, am I going to hurt my leg? But also, am I going to mess something up? Oh no, what's going on? So the free skate, I'm a little less concerned about because I understand where that mistake came from. And in the grand scheme of things, the under rotation on the triple flip and fall is less costly than the single axle because the single axle could at something like Junior Worlds knock you out of a free skate.
Yes. I mean, it is, I'm not concerned really overall.
No.
Obviously we're talking about these isolated mistakes because usually she makes no mistakes whatsoever. It's very rare to see any kind of error from her.
And most of her compatriots also very rarely make mistakes unless they're doing quads, in which case all is forgiven. You can do basically whatever.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know, something about the look on her face when she started. She seemed to have like bags under her eyes. She just didn't look well to me. And I don't know if that's just my projection, but that was my interpretation.
And I noticed it more in the free skate, at which point I was concerned that it was going to go badly, but I wasn't too concerned that she was sick or injured or something. Mm-hmm. Because again, popped axles hurt so much.
Yeah.
That's one of the worst ones to pop because
Because the takeoff is so weird.
Yeah.
It's hard to recover from.
You wind up so wonky and you inevitably wind up landing on like your left forward inside edge or something, which is basically what she did.
Yeah.
So I was not surprised to see some tape on her leg and also seeing her looking stressed because to make a mistake as a Russian junior lady, it's dangerous.
Well, and it, you know, she did come close to losing out the gold medal here. She did hang on, but, you know, it could have gone another way. At the same time, though, obviously her performance skills and skating skills are just so fantastic.
If we take out those two mistakes, these are two excellent programs, otherwise skated beautifully. I just... I'm worried about the future of her season because she's Russian and
I mean at the same time there are
800 Russians.
At the same time though, she's in the Grand Prix final.
Yeah.
It's not for another 2 months.
Yes.
So if it's an injury, she has some time to deal with it, has some time to get mentally ready once she's there. And yes, it'll be probably mostly Russians in that final.
Yes.
But at the same time, I don't think that this is gonna totally derail her season.
You know? I am not freaking out about that, but that is something that we do kind of have to keep in mind, that every little mistake you make in the first half of the season determines whether you get one of those spots to Junior Worlds.
Yeah.
Because there are like 14 junior ladies from Russia who could take three spots.
Yeah. I'm not too concerned generally. She had me a little bit worried
at the start of the free skate.
To me, honestly, the short program, I noticed it more there. Right. And I mean, I was looking in the free, but as soon as she started, I just thought, you don't look well. I noticed the bags under her eyes and just thought something's not right here.
I mean, maybe travel issues, you know.
Who knows what it could be. It could be just about anything.
Yeah. Hopefully it was just some mild sleep deprivation and everything will be fine next week.
Yes. I really, really hope so, because she's just such a fantastic skater.
Yeah.
And especially just the jumps are really solid, but just her skating, her basic skating is
the
just
jumps fantastic are great
to watch.
But I could watch this girl stroke.
Exactly. Second place here was Yilim Kim, and she came really close to the win here. She's been having a really great start to her season across for first three competitions here.
And I mean, as far as non-Russian juniors go, she's probably the top one right now.
Well, she really is. If we're looking at, you know, the Junior Grand Prix final, she has a very good shot of making it in. There is a theoretical possibility that, you know, it might go into tiebreakers, and if somebody else has a higher score, she could lose that.
But at this point, worst case scenario for her is first alternate.
Exactly. That's worst case scenario is first alternate. And I think that she might be in. That's my inclination.
I think she will be the one non-Russian in the final.
Which is a big feat, let's be honest.
I mean, last year it was Rika Kihiro with the triple axels. Mm-hmm. So to be, you know, not doing anything crazy in terms of base value, to be doing, you know, a pretty standard set of programs, triple lutz, triple toe is your big combination, to make it to the final with these girls that are doing all the quads is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and it, you know, it reflects well on her consistency, because she has been really consistent across her first competitions.
Yeah.
I mean, the only major thing I can think of, you know, was in Salt Lake with the big splat on the double axel in the short program. But I mean, that's at altitude and everybody was kind of a mess there anyway.
And it was the very beginning of the season. I'm not worried about a splat at altitude at the beginning of the season.
No, exactly. And the fact that she has been so consistent across these competitions and managed to be second at two of these really cutthroat events.
And really one major mistake across three competitions. That's a good record.
It is. And both her programs suit her really well. She just seems, I feel comfortable watching her in terms of the jumps, especially. She doesn't make me nervous going into any of them.
Yeah, she's got some solid technique and she gets good height. Her rotation is pretty fast. There's really nothing to be concerned about beyond stress, nerves, and flukes.
Yep. And I, for one, really hope that we do get a seer in the Junior Grand Prix final.
That
I'm crossing my fingers for.
I'm always hoping that there is at least one non-Russian in every discipline at the Junior Grand Prix final. At least
a little variety.
Yes.
Third place was Victoria Vasilieva from Russia. She was fifth in the short and moved up to third in the free skate. Although that was a really strong short program.
Yeah.
It reflected more on, you know, the fact everyone was doing so well there.
Yeah, there weren't really a ton of mistakes in the top, like, almost 10 in that short program.
Yeah.
Things get a little more wonky in the free skate because there's more places to make mistakes.
Yeah.
But especially at the junior level, to see close to 10 solid short programs is really impressive.
Well, and she was really pretty solid across both of her programs. She has really big, strong looking jumps.
Yeah.
And those for me are definitely the highlight of her programs.
Yeah, she doesn't have the most incredible skating skills, but she makes
she gets good speed, but doesn't have quite as many, you know, transitions and things. And
yeah, and there's, you know, a little more of the head down and just get it done.
Yeah, that was the main thing I was going to say. I'd love to see her get her head up a little bit more. I definitely noticed, you know, the head being down, just sort of focusing on the jumps throughout the free especially.
Yeah, right now the free skate looks like a job as opposed to a performance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really... the main thing that sets her apart from some of the other Russians with the same technical content.
Yeah, because the jumps were looking really fantastically solid.
They're big and long and rotate fast.
Yeah. Still, though, I think, you know, I will be very curious to see her at Russian Junior Nationals, possibly Senior. I don't know which
she's
going to compete at. But, you know, if other people have a bad day, she definitely can capitalize because her jumps look really very solid here. Fourth place was Seo-Yong Wee from Korea. And she is another, you know, little 13-year-old I've never seen before. It was really a shame that I guess her music is copyrighted on YouTube. Yep. I was able to only find her without music for the short program, which was a real shame. She has just such a nice, light quality to her skating, and all of her jumps look really pretty effortless for the most part.
She's a delicate skater who still gets the height on the jumps, which is really impressive to make that look easy.
Yeah.
She is another one, we were talking about this in the men, where you've got two branches of technique. You've got the technically correct, but nobody actually does it, super light tap back, super effortless takeoff, or what everybody else does, which is light tap back, and then I'm also going to like whip my arms through to make sure I get three or four rotations done. Yeah. She does the former of like, no, I'm just going to tap my toe and magically I'll do three rotations and come back down and land super softly.
That is the thing. It's a technique that obviously is working really well for her, and the jumps just look really smooth and flowy. Her skating skills as well. She's got a nice light touch to it.
Yeah.
She as well could use, you know, some more transitions, a bit more performance, but I mean, she's so young and, you know, the technical base is there that I'm sure that it will come with more, you know, experience performing in front of people.
And this is almost certainly her first international experience being only 13. So again, if you got to put your head down to get the job done at your first international competition, we're good.
Well, it's fine. Finishing fourth in your first senior international
junior
is, or sorry, I keep saying that, first junior international is a great way to start your junior career.
Yeah.
So kudos to her. Fifth place was Nana Araki from Japan.
Just barely behind.
I know, just so barely close. Fourth, fifth, and sixth had a lot of shifting placements amongst them and were really, really close together. Araki, she was not quite as strong and sable in some of the jumps as we've seen from her in the past. She definitely seemed like she had to work a little bit more than some of the other skaters here, and even than we've seen from her before.
Yeah, generally her technique errs on the side of light and airy, but she does sometimes have to really muscle to get them done.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw a little more of that here
mm-hmm.
than we did even last time we saw her.
Well, and I believe, again, I don't remember which one of the previous Junior Grand Prix, but there was one where she was originally slated to compete and withdrew because yeah. she wasn't fully recovered from injury, apparently. So it doesn't surprise me that, yeah. you know, we're
working a little harder.
Yeah. And that the jumps aren't quite as solid yeah. as we've seen before. But still, again, fifth place to start off your season in this really tough field is yeah. a good way to start.
Yeah. It was still two pretty solid skates. And yeah. she was basically tied for fourth.
Yeah, exactly.
Less than 0.4 of a point. We're good.
And also beat out her Japanese teammate, yes. Shika Yoshioka, who was sixth here. She as well, you know, she won the bronze medal. I think that was Linz. Again, I can't remember which of these junior Grand Prix, but definitely for me, this was sort of a repeat in a lot of ways of that competition yeah. where she was a bit behind after the short program and really came back in the free skate due to, you know, really just focusing on the yeah. jumps. And she got them all done very well. I would like to see a bit more sort of performance
yeah.
from her in the free skate. She does give some in the short program, but we've discussed before, the music isn't my favorite choice for a program.
Especially for a junior program for her.
Mm-hmm.
Just being that she tends to look like, and we've only seen her a couple times, look like she is more of a light and airy with a hint of like sassy, fun,
mm-hmm.
lightheartedness, whereas Loud from Matilda, first of all, not a nice song to listen to.
That's the thing. It's a bit hard on the ears and it's really tough to skate to, I would think, for anybody.
Yeah.
Never mind, you know, a junior on your first international season.
Who looks like is probably a little more light and airy mm-hmm. than Matilda's mother. It's meant to be irritating.
Yeah, it's just a weird, weird choice.
I don't know that I get the choice. They made one and it's a bold one and mm-hmm. she's trying really hard to make it work.
Yeah.
But
the free skate is much more successful uh-huh. for her, for sure.
And it's a Cleopatra program with barely any Egyptian arms, yes, Mary.
I definitely appreciated the lack of Egyptian arms.
She does it like twice in the entire program. Yeah. I think we have to let 2 to 3 Egyptian arms free skate slide.
It's fine. I would like to see her get sort of more involved in the program. Yeah. She did seem more involved in the short program. I almost wonder if maybe she's just a fan of the musical and wanted to skate to something, but there was something lost in translation in the song.
But the skate to one of the kids' songs?
Yeah. Maybe they thought it was too juvenile, or I don't know. I don't know the thought process, but that would be my guess.
But why do you want to play Matilda's mother? She's a villain and not a fun one. She's an annoying villain who has a really annoying song. There are so many good songs from Matilda the musical, and you picked Loud. I don't understand the thought process because the lyrics are mildly irritating, but
it's very, as the name states, it's a very loud program
and aggressive, not in a good way. And again, the mother is meant to be irritating. It's a little like the Charlie Brown teacher voice where it's like, except she's actually talking, but she talks through her nose, and that's sort of like her mm-hmm. gimmick is that she's supposed to be really annoying because it's Roald Dahl.
Mm-hmm. And all parents are evil.
All adults are evil. Unless you're Miss Honey.
Yeah.
There is literally, I can think of one nice adult
in all of Roald Dahl's books. I guess the Queen and the BFG. I don't know. There's not many of them is the point.
Adults are not heroes in those stories. So don't skate to a song from a Roald Dahl musical or movie that is intended for an adult, because it's not a good, you don't want to be an adult in a Roald Dahl story. Giant tangent over.
Yes. Let's move on. Seventh place here was Ting Sui from the US. And she had a really fantastic short program, was just barely in second behind Kosternaya. It was a real shame that she had a couple of falls coming to the free skate. She started off really strongly there.
Yeah. And I think for me, the bigger problem than the falls was the under rotation and the repetitions.
Yeah.
Because just a fall, we can make up.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're falling and under rotating, and then you have the triple flip with the under rotation and the repetition,
mm-hmm.
you've lost too many points.
Yeah. Well, they were also, you know, pretty hard falls. They
yeah.
weren't sort of you sort of roll on your butt and, you know, get right back up immediately. They were harder falls that
yeah.
take a bit to recover from. And it did take away from the program a bit, which is a real shame because I think both of these programs are fantastic for her. And I
yeah.
hope we get to see her have a really good competition with both of them back to back skated cleanly.
Yeah, even if not clean, just closer.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all there. We just need to put it together.
Yeah. I was definitely disappointed for her that she
yeah.
ended up falling so far in the standings. But I think she should be happy with that short program especially. It was
yeah.
a fantastic program.
Learn from the free skate and then forget it ever happened.
Yeah. So what was your highlight from this ladies' event?
I think I have to give it to Yilim Kim, who is really surprising me this entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Just the combination of reliability
yep.
and the solid jumps and the strong performance and getting two medals at the Junior Grand Prix
mm-hmm.
and not being Russian.
Yep. It
what
is
going on?
Like I said, I really hope we see her in the
yeah.
final. I think I have to give it to Ting Sui's short program
yes.
here. It is really just a beautifully choreographed program.
Yeah.
She pays attention to every note of the music. And when the jumps are going well, it really is a magical moment.
I had a moment of wondering whether she was going to beat Kostornaya in that short program.
Yeah. And again, she was like, what,
real
four
close.
100ths of a point, I think, something like that.
They were all but tied.
Yeah. 4/100ths was the difference.
Yeah. It was really one stingy judge.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, but a really great skate for her.
Focus on the short program. The free skate doesn't matter. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
All right. So that wraps up the ladies. And then our final event of this competition was also the final pairs event of the Junior Grand Prix season.
Yeah.
So this determined our Junior Grand Prix final pairs entries.
Which is so weird to think, because this didn't happen last year. We had 3 weeks at the beginning.
Nope, sorry.
High ambulance.
Ambulance down the street.
We live on a major street in
yes.
Toronto. I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
Yes. Last year, we started off with no pairs for so long
mm-hmm.
that we didn't have this weird gap at the end where we knew who was going for the pairs.
Yeah.
And like in the men, we know one person who was going.
Yep.
This is all very...
It feels weird to have it done
yeah.
so early. But at the same time, it's good to know and get excited about who's going.
Also, it takes a little bit of a load off of us for this weekend.
Well, yes. That also. But let's get into the pairs here. This was definitely a bit of a jumble in terms of placements. And definitely
yeah.
exciting in terms of wondering, okay, who's going to make it? Who's going to be the
yeah.
alternates? So our winners here were Akanteva and Kolizov from Russia. They were third in their first event.
Yes.
And I was really kind of surprised to see them win here, but it was definitely a deserved win.
Yeah. They had two really strong programs.
Mm-hmm. Especially their short program was just everything was going well for them.
Yeah.
The free skate was definitely the cleanest of all the teams here. They did sort of slow down a little bit at the end and sort of
yeah.
have, you know, some issues going in and out of elements by the end of the program, which I'm sure they'll work on. But, you know, skating basically clean in one of your Grand Prix events this early in the season is a great way to start. And beating your teammates is always a good thing as well.
Especially when you're Russian.
Yep.
Yeah, they really have a lot of great basics,
mm-hmm.
and you can tell that they're a team that really trust each other.
Yeah.
Because they had some lifts that had it been anybody else, it would not have gone up.
Yeah, they definitely had some iffy moments like going into and out of lifts,
yeah.
and they, you know, were able to save them, which is always the mark of, you know, a team that trusts each other.
Well, and if you weren't versed in skating and, you know, if we had grabbed some friend of ours to watch their program, they would have gone, what? That was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little shape. Like,
yeah. They're little things that, you know.
We notice and get nervous about because.
Paris is dangerous.
Paris is scary.
Yeah.
We love Paris, but Paris is scary. And so we noticed them, but your average viewer probably didn't.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I will say that I definitely noticed and was really impressed by was they, in the short program, had the best side-by-side spins that I think we've seen from any of the juniors this season. They were right on with each other the whole time.
Yeah, it was really impressive to see a level 4 side-by-side spin with basically perfect synchronization.
Mm-hmm. Even a couple, you know, plus 4 GOEs on there, which is, I think was well-deserved because they were really well done.
Yeah, this was really exciting for them.
Yep, and obviously booking their ticket into the final, which I'm sure they're very thrilled about. And then third place as well, which is also really exciting for them.
That's big, especially being Russian. I mean, there are 2 Russian teams ahead of them in qualification.
Still, they're not the final Russian team to qualify, and so that still says something.
They're right in the middle. It's fine. There are 2 Russian teams ahead of them and 2 Russian teams behind them.
Yep. And then second place here were Kostyukovic and Ialin, who won their first event in Linz. These two, they won the short program pretty handily. And the free was, you know, not a total disaster or anything. But with the fall on the side-by-side combination, that really is what made the difference between first and second here.
Yeah, because they didn't have any other huge mistakes.
Yeah.
Their other side-by-side jump was not clean, but they got the triple toes done. And especially at the junior level, that's what counts.
Yeah.
Really, it came down to the fact that their teammates who beat them had a triple sow, double toe,
mm-hmm.
under rotation on the second double toe. Again, doesn't matter. It's junior pairs.
Yeah.
And so having that triple sow plus combo.
And a fall.
And deduction. A fall.
Yeah.
Really hurt them.
That was the differential.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for that, they would have won easily here. I'm sure they, you know, were a little surprised to not have won here. Obviously, they also make it into the final with a first and second place.
Qualifying in second place, they would have been tied for first based on the first qualification.
Still would have lost the first tiebreaker, which is total points, I think, because they would have only gained a couple. Yeah. But even still, it's going to be really interesting to see if they can come back with a vengeance in the final.
I'm not even going to try and predict what's going to happen at the final.
It's too early.
There are 5 Russian teams in the final, and all of them are excellent.
Yep. Yeah, and even though they didn't have the win here, this was still a couple of really great skates for them, and they just have so many fantastic elements, these two.
I mean, all of their elements are fantastic. They just had one bad day with the side-by-side jumps.
Yep.
They are more than capable of those side-by-side jumps.
Yeah.
We've seen them do it before.
Exactly. Third place, and a surprise third place, the first non-Russian medal and only non-Russian medal in the pairs events this season.
Talk about an achievement.
Yeah, Feng and Nyman from the U.S. Congratulations. I would take that as a total win if I were them.
Yeah. First of all, American pairs are quote-unquote bad. The U.S. sucks at pairs, in air quotes. And
they're definitely not as successful as the Russians, and obviously the Russian junior teams that we're seeing are amazing.
Yes.
And, you know, we've seen U.S. pairs team struggle in the past, but these two should really be thrilled with their medal here and their trip to the final booked with a third and fourth place finish on their events.
Don't count out the U.S. pairs. A, it's not true that U.S. pairs suck, and B, if you keep telling them that they're terrible, they're not going to have the confidence to skate well.
Yep.
U.S. fans of pairs, what's wrong with you?
Support rather than detract. Maybe try some, you know, honey rather than vinegar.
Yeah, you don't have to tell them that they're the best in the world, but don't tell them that they don't stand a chance and so they shouldn't try.
Exactly.
Which is
especially as juniors.
Which is something we hear so often with, in particular, the senior U.S. pairs. Mm-hmm. It's not even worth going. They're just going to lose. Why do you say that? Because if these two are ruined by the U.S. figure skating fan base telling them that they're never going to win, I'm going to be really angry because I really like these two.
Yeah, they had a couple of really great programs here. They have some really strong base elements. And, I mean, it wasn't a perfect competition here. They had some issues, but they are a really well-matched pair. They look confident together. They look like a pair, not like they've just been shoved together and, you know, aren't used to skating with each other.
And he is a great partner.
Yeah.
He handles her like precious cargo, which we talk about all the time in that, like, no matter how badly things are going for you, you do not let her hit the ice.
Yeah.
Unless it is with her foot or, if absolutely necessary, her butt. Yeah. Those are the only two things that are ever allowed to touch the ice. And he takes his job taking care of her seriously.
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, really strong in the lifts and throws. She sort of has this charisma on the ice. You can tell she loves being out there and performing. I think doing Elvis for the free skate was a really good choice for them. Get the crowd on your side with the Jailhouse Rock.
And she looks in her happy place when they're at the top of a lift and she's, you know, caught her foot and she's got the one hand holding onto the blade and the other hand in the air. She's got a giant smile on her face through the lifts. That's what I want from my pairs, because it means that you are not afraid and therefore I am not as afraid.
Yep. And see, that's the thing too. They did beat a Russian pair here.
Yeah.
And when they go to the final, let's all of us, including fans of American pair skating, you know, let's try and think optimistic thoughts, because you never know. Maybe they finish in last place in the final. That's still an achievement to be there.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they don't. Maybe they beat a team or two, depending on who has a rough day.
They're not super likely to be on the podium. It's not entirely out of the question.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bronze medal. There is another team that has a silver medal and a fourth place.
Yep.
And a bronze medal and a first place.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly these teams are fallible.
Exactly. And I'm excited for them that they have made it to the final. I'm really intrigued to see how they can do with a couple more months of practice time. And I hope that we can see, if not clean skates, then close to clean from them.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to see, we'll get to the second U.S. pair who was here, but U.S. pair is developing so well.
Yep, it's good to see.
And the partnership of Delilah Sappenfield now working with Aliona Savchenko.
Mm-hmm.
Why did nobody think of this before?
Well, to be fair, Aliona was competing. But
yeah, but when she took her break before, why did nobody go, hey, Aliona, I know you're training, but do you also want to maybe coach a bit in the U.S.?
Maybe she wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Anyway. Our fourth place finishers here were Polyanova and Sopot from Russia. They have also made it into the final.
Yes.
In spite of finishing off the podium here. They definitely look disappointed with their skates.
Yeah.
They sort of seemed a little bit off kilter, especially in the free skate to me. I don't know what was going on exactly, but they both looked a little just unsteady on the ice.
Yeah, they looked okay in that short program. They only had the one mistake on the side-by-side jumps, but they weren't looking as confident from the off.
Yeah.
And it only seemed to get worse in that free skate, which really didn't help them once the mistakes started to creep in.
Yeah, it is strange. We've seen them, you know, last season they, you know, weren't infallible, but they were generally pretty strong across all their competitions. They definitely are looking less confident this season. And again, I don't know if there's injury going on or if they're trying to change technique or what,
or it could even just be there are 800 other Russian pairs right now and
there's a lot of pressure.
And going in, they were probably thinking, and we need to be on the podium to guarantee our spot in the final.
Yeah.
And once you're in third after the short program, you start to panic a little bit, like, okay, we cannot make a mistake.
Or even just, okay, can we beat any of our teammates here to, you know, that's the thing. It's really tough when you have so many competitors at home. And I think it's good for them that they can have a bit of a break before the final.
Yeah.
They know they're going. They don't have to worry about that. I hope that we can see them, you know, just put their heads down, work on the consistency, especially on the side-by-side jumps. And I hope we see them with some more confident skates in the final.
Also, make a costume change before the final.
Yeah, his is not the most flattering thing.
Well, my concern is they got 4 out of 10 costume prop violations, I'm pretty sure, for her dress, not meeting the 50% rule.
That's true, too.
So, yeah, that was a very near thing that would have been an additional point off your total that would have been very harmful for you. It wouldn't have kept them out of the final, but it still would have been huge for them.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the rules are on paper. It's not that hard to meet the rules. Just follow the costume rules so that you don't have to worry about getting the deduction.
Well, and I mean, I'm sure that when they saw that 4 judges pushed the button, they would have gone to talk to them about, okay, how exactly can we fix this here? I imagine we will see it fixed, because in the final is not where you want to have, you know, that couple extra points coming off your total.
Yeah. It's one thing to have a piece of your costume fall off. That's kind of unavoidable sometimes. You've already been told. If it's not fixed and they get the deduction next time, I'm going to have no sympathy.
Well, you've had your warning. Now let's go home and fix it.
Yeah, you got your 4. It didn't hurt you. But if you do it again...
It might.
I would not be surprised if they got 5 the next time. Because all it takes is one cranky pants judge. And we're going to be in Canada. The reality is that, like, Canadian judges approach things a little differently than Russian judges, and in general, when we're in Canada, we get a little more of the North American judges when they do selections.
Not really. I mean, North America, there's 3 countries basically in terms of figure skating countries. I think the country affects it less. What might affect it more is them looking at protocols and seeing somebody had a problem with this before. Let me look at it and see if I also have a problem with it.
Yes. But also, the only reason I bring up the North American judges is when we're in a small country in Europe, we tend to get more Eastern European judges.
Not usually. Sometimes, but Eastern Europe has more countries in it than North America does, or than Asia does. That's the main differential.
Yes. My only point is that it's only one judge. And if nationality does have a bias... It's kind of unavoidable. And
we should move on from here. Let's see. 5th place were Cleo Hamon and Dennis Streakland from France. They were 8th in the short, although with, you know, a pretty clean-ish short program. It wasn't a disaster by any means. And then moved up to 5th place in the free skate, which really helped move them up the ranks here. It was good to see them have closer to a couple of clean skates here, because they have lots of nice qualities to their skating. We've just seen them make mistakes in the past.
Yeah, their biggest problem right now is the levels. Things like the level 1 death spiral in the short and the level 2 lift in the short are really the 2 biggest factors that had them behind so far. They had some GOE problems in the free skate.
Some of their entries and exits are a little bit rough still. But I imagine as the season goes on, we'll hopefully see that get a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, they're still definitely more rough around the edges than the teams ahead of them here. And even to some degree, some of the teams behind them have some smoother transitions but made more mistakes.
Yeah.
So... they're able to capitalize on the big stuff, but when it comes to separating themselves from everybody who's not Russian, they need to work on the details to really have a better chance at, you know, being an alternate for the final next year, for example.
Yeah. And I mean, they did come close. They weren't on the alternates list, but I think they were, off of the alternates list, which is still not bad for, you know, for this field. And then 6th place here were Lakin Lockley and Keenan Prochno from the U.S. These two, I'm sure, were a bit disappointed not to get that final Junior Grand Prix final spot.
Yes.
Because they did have a 4th place finish in their first competition. And, you know, losing out to your American teammates, I'm sure, hurts a little bit. They were a bit rough in the free skate, yeah. especially, which was a shame to see, because they do have tons of great qualities to their skating, and I really like their short program.
Yeah, their short program is really strong. The free skate is not quite as strong, and like the French team that just eked out over top of them, their problem isn't so much huge mistakes, although there were some big mistakes. Their bigger problem is general GOE.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were about zero.
Yeah, and to be fair, this was, you know, their last competition to me was a stronger skate overall. And
yes.
They seemed to sort of lose steam after they had a couple of falls and mm-hmm. things at the start of the free skate. And I think that it just sort of added up as yeah. the program went along.
But even in the short program, which was a much stronger program for them, most of their GOE yeah. is pretty close to zero. Which, their negative GOE when things go relatively well is close to zero, which is great.
Yeah.
But having even just one or two elements getting that bit higher, especially now that the ceiling is higher, mm-hmm. would make a huge difference for them.
Yeah. Still, though, they did manage to be first alternates to the final.
And there's 2 months. Who knows what could happen in the next 2 months?
That's the thing. I mean, obviously, we don't want anyone we want to see six here.
Yeah.
But, you know, things do happen. Injuries happen. Illnesses happen. So, you know, they are first on the waiting list.
Russian teams occasionally disappear into the ether.
Or split up or, yeah. you know, who knows what happens.
And it's pairs and it's junior pairs. We're dealing with teenagers who spend way too much time together. Almost anything could happen in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to prepare for the final, but also not get their hopes too high.
Mm-hmm. It's still, I think, being first alternate is a good start to their season.
Especially sure. because only three of these Russian teams, or maybe not even three of these Russian teams, only three Russian teams get to go to Junior Worlds.
Yeah.
So being realistically in place for a fifth place finish at Junior Worlds, mm-hmm. statistically, because we're going to knock out almost half of the yeah. junior Russian teams.
It's not a bad place to be.
It's not the worst place to be. Yes, there are other teams that are capable of more than what they've delivered, but I think that they're also capable of more than what they've delivered so far Definitely. This season.
Yep. All right. So that wraps up our last JGP pairs event. What was your highlight from this final one here?
I think I have to give it to Feng and Nyman. They're really impressing me this season. They mm-hmm. caught my attention last season, and I sort of thought, okay, these two are interesting. We'll see what happens. And they really stepped up in the last year.
Mm-hmm. I think I have to give a shout out to Akanteva and Kolosov,
yeah.
especially their short program here. That one to me is definitely my favorite program of theirs, and their consistency and unity as a team yeah. is really impressive. I'll be really curious to see where they stack up in the final.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting.
All right. And in terms of the weekly Waxel, this one we actually didn't discuss beforehand, but I'll posit that I think a good candidate for that would be Aliona Kosternaya's Waxel in the short program. Yeah,
I mean, is there another option?
I'm sure we could find something if we tried, but
It's the definition of a Waxel.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, the fortunate part of the unfortunate incident is that it didn't end up hurting her
yeah.
today. Don't do it again, please.
I don't imagine we'll see it again.
No. If her reaction is anything to go by, she's not going to let that happen again.
Well, and we will see her at the final as well. Yes. So that'll be exciting. All right. So that wraps up last weekend's competitions. As we mentioned, tomorrow we have three competitions happening next weekend.
Yeah. This weekend.
Yes. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. The Japan Open.
Yep.
Another Junior Grand Prix.
In Ljubljana.
And the other senior Finlandia. B is Finlandia.
Yep.
Yes. My brain knew it. My mouth forgot.
Yeah. It's too many competitions, yep. but at least it's a long weekend in Canada. So,
oh, thank you.
So we will recap all of them at some point.
Yes. Before we move on to our wrap up, though, we should actually go over exactly who is going from the Paris event to the Junior Grand Prix final, because we actually know so far in advance.
Yep. So get excited for, here is your list of contenders.
Anastasia Mishina and Alexander Galiamov, Polina Kostyukovich and Dmitry Yalin, Ksenia Akentieva and Valery Kolosov, Apolinaria Panfilova and Dmitry Rylov, Anastasia Polyanova and Dmitry Sopot. There are too many similar names. That last one is a combination of Anastasia Mishina and Apolinaria Panfilova, yeah. and it really messed with my brain. And Sarah Fang and TJ Nyman.
From the US.
Yes. Our three alternates, because some of these alternates we haven't talked about, and they deserve a shout out for being alternates.
Yep.
Lakin Lockley and Keenan Procknow are our first alternates, followed by Riku Miura and Shoya Ichihashi.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
I don't expect we'll see them in the final, but again, you never know, anything can happen, and being second alternate is a great thing for them.
Especially when you're from Japan.
Yep.
Because talk about a country that does not have a huge history in pairs. Mm-hmm. It's Japan. Good for you guys. And Patricia Andrew and Paxton Fletcher are our third alternates from Canada.
Yep. These two as well, I think, have a great future ahead of them.
Oh, yes.
And they're still really young. So yeah. I think they should be happy with their alternate status. All right. So that wraps up this competition. We will be back soon with the three competitions happening this weekend.
Only a few more days until you're going to be hearing our voices again.
Yep. All right, so thank you all for listening, and please let us know your thoughts about this weekend figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our website, flutzescast.wordpress.com, for episode guides and other fun stuff. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back very shortly with our weekend of insanity. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels, skating fans.